Regional Pollution Control Authority. It's Wednesday, July 30th, 2025 p.m. Bolton Town Hall meeting. And first order of business is public comment. Anyone wishes to comment on an item not before the board tonight? And I don't see no one up there either. So I'll go on to item three, which is approval of the minutes, 3A rather, of April 30th, 2025. That was a regular meeting.
I'll move this. Move is submitted to approve.
Motion is made to approve as presented.
And the mayor seconded.
Mayor seconded. Thank you. Any comments, questions, corrections, or additions? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Before we go on to item four, I'd like to appoint Mr. Rupert to fill the empty seat of whoever's missing, Tim Vernon. So he will become a voting member. So item 4A is discussion on refund process when needed. So last session, that came up and we were going to work on a policy for that. I don't know if we had an opportunity.
I haven't had a chance to chat with Terry about it.
Okay. So we're going to have to hold off on that till our next meeting.
So I think I think the question is, do you want to, I think the big question is when a refund may be due, do you want that to be pending an action on the board or do you want that to happen administratively?
I thought we talked about if it was under $500.
Right.
That's what we talked
about. That was it, under five.
And then you were going to check with the Vernon collector, right?
Yeah, and I've been away on vacation. I just haven't had a chance to do that.
So somebody should call up Wendy Padula, right? And tell her that we brought it up at this meeting, but we're still trying to catch up just out of courtesy.
Sure. So you're looking for us to put together a draft policy for you to approve?
Exactly. And if we have other items pending, we may have a special meeting to deal with that prior to a regular
meeting. I'm certain that Vernon has something. Is Bob Grassis here or not? No.
We might not have to reinvent the wheel.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. Let's just say, whatever they got, we're trying to work off of Vernon's policies. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Make it easier. So item 4B, which I think most everyone hears for, is this one discussion of alternative billing methods for the EDUs. Now, if you want to start the conversation.
Yeah, having conversations with all of these gentlemen from time to time who keep coming back and wanting to do something with their properties and others as well. One of the obstacles for them, seems to be, coming up with $10,000 per EDU cost at the beginning of the project to get approval. So, I've been thinking about this a little bit and chatted with Mr. Moore here recently, and I'm wondering if, maybe a different approach would be palatable for them and acceptable to the sewer authority, which would be, to have those sites metered and, and pay quarterly based on their usage, plus a percentage, whatever that percentage might be. So essentially they're paying EDUs based on their usage over the lifetime of the project, rather than paying an upfront cost of $10,000 per EDU. And then, we just bank that and hope that there's enough when we have, a breakdown in 50 years or sooner.
So what's the benchmark?
I don't think we've established that.
And that's the key. And one of the things, if I will, I'll jump in. That's a good point, because one of the really key issues on that, and whatever policy we look at or develop, we have to keep in mind those folks who are already tied in, who've had a number of units. And I don't think we've had anyone over 30. Or I think the largest one was the one on Tallon Road.
Okay.
And
Sunset.
Maybe.
And somewhere, I think it was between 30 and 35.
Okay.
So when we look at something like this, I think we have to set a high enough threshold so that anyone under that would have to go by the same rules that those other folks did. I mean, it doesn't seem to me, it wouldn't seem fair if I were those guys and we did that to anybody, you know, somebody comes in with 10 units and we modified this instead of having them pay up front. I would be quite ticked off and I might want to take an action against this board. But I see a hand up there.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. I don't know who these gentlemen are or who they represent.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. perhaps that's a good point. And also for the record, would you all mind just introducing yourself so we have a recording of who you all are and what property you represent? We'll start off with the closest to the tree, Jason.
Michael Taylor. I own some property from Cider Mill Road down to the Manchester border, approximately.
Right.
That piece about 30 acres.
Right across from Bolton Boners.
Correct.
Stephen Penny, I'm here with Mike.
Is Attorney Penny?
Carlo Castano with 366 Boston Turnpike, the old Bolton Drive-In.
And Carl has been the owner of that for quite some time. And
years.
Jerry Martorelli.
He's a partner. Awesome. And Jerry too. And they have a considerable amount of work on that property and trying to do something with it in the past. And
I'm Joe Capasso.
Okay, thing. Joe, sorry. Got that,
and
Cheryl?
Joe, well, I got to the last two I didn't get. Could you repeat it? Just tell me. Yeah.
Jerry Martorelli is my name and Joe Capasso.
And they're at the old drive-in property.
And all three of us are on the same property.
Okay. Thank you.
So anyways, that's the policy that this board is going to have to dig into and develop. And what Jim brought out is one approach, but you know, may not be the answer.
There may be other options,
right? Yeah. But realistically, when you look at these guys are able to speak for themselves, and Mr. Hayes, you know, nobody's putting in 20, 30 unit anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mayor's got his hand up.
Say that,
Mayor.
The mayor has his hand up.
Right. He's there. Okay, Dan. Oh, there you are, Dan. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm in the background. Hey, Bob, question for you quick. We're still on 4B, correct? We're not on the 5?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if we had gone to the next step.
Oh, well.
No, we haven't.
We haven't, no. We still were talking about alternative billing for EDUs. Yeah.
Okay. That's, you know, one of the things when we start talking about that, we have to remember that everybody that's hooked into the system right now is paid for EDUs according to what we have. So whatever plan we come up with still has to kind of be fair for those people who have already bought into this system.
I concur. We thought in our discussions was to you can do it the equivalent amount, but just spread over a different period.
Well, right. We have made exceptions on the 44 corridor too, Bobby.
Right.
You know, Georgina's, the guys that run the manufacturing facility, you know, all through that corridor, we've made some. We've
done it by metering.
That's right.
It's done by
as
metering.
As far as it's done the same way here, you know, maybe there's some merit to it. The one thing is, of course, that, you know, I don't know what the EDU allocation is for either one of those properties at this point in time. But the fact of the matter is that we are under some kind of a limit from the DEP.
Still.
Yes. Right. Until we get those loans paid off. Right.
Right.
So so that's one issue. And then obviously the other issue is, you know, as long as it's metered, so that if for some reason or another it goes past one EDU per unit, then you would end up, you know, they'd have to, it needs to be both ways. It's got to be a
two. Exactly right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, that's part of the discussion. And obviously, this is new territory for us. It's new, and it really is new discussion, because we bring it forward because we, these properties have all tried various options to try and develop it in our community. And I think we have to look at what might work and still be fair to those individuals who paid that $10,000 for EDU.
I think what you're doing, if you develop and adopt a policy like this, is you're really doing the same thing that was available to the people that tied in the beginning, which was the ability to get the FDA loan at a very low percentage, right, over a period of time. So basically, you're collecting the EDUs over a period of time rather than an upfront cost of $10,000 per unit.
We are allowed, when, just to follow that through, when everyone tied in, those folks had a choice, either pay upfront or they could pay over 20 years at 10,000 at 2% interest rate. And a lot of people chose that and are still doing that. So, I mean, using those numbers, you can, you know, do some different things. These people are here on the property, if they'd like to question or comment, any opposition, I'm willing to hear. Yes, sir.
Right. So,
you state your name for the
record. My name is Jerry Martirelli, and there's an old saying, sometimes a little bit of knowledge is dangerous. And I've had the privilege of sitting on a Public Utilities Commission board in the city of Meriden for about 20 years. And so we often dealt with the issue of installing municipal sewers and assessing the property owners. And I agree with the board. It really comes down to an issue of fairness and how that's handled. And you have, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, because I don't have the knowledge of, you know, everything that went into financing the line and everything else. But from what I perceive, it seems as though instead of having an assessment for building a sewer line past people's properties, you had a connection fee. Is that fair to say, or is it an assessment?
There was both.
There actually both.
We had both.
Okay, it's both.
Yeah, that each unit, unlike a lot of municipalities who assess by number of feet, front feet.
Yeah.
We assess by unit.
Okay.
If it was a single family home, it was one unit. That's 10,000. And two family, 20,000.
So, you know, every property has its own unique characteristics. Now, in our property, at the time the sewer line went in, we had frontage, but then the state
did what they did,
selling the frontage to them, or they were taking it by eminent domain. So at that point we have a rear piece of property, you know, that did not have a sewer line that the city built that we had frontage on. So our property is extremely in a very different position. So, you know, we could come to this board and say, hey, would you extend the sewer? You know, we have this approval. Would you extend the sewer into our property? And you might say, sure, we'll do that. and here's the cost, and we're going to assess you. Well, there's no sense going through that because we would say, okay, since we're the only ones that benefit, we would be paying. So now, unlike these other properties where the municipality built the sewer line, we're intending to build our own, you know, 8-inch main sewer line with manholes, the normal specifications that a municipality would require. So in a sense, you know, if we were Georgina's, fine, you built the sewer line, we're paying the assessment, we're able, the lateral's on our property, we're able to connect right in. Here, you know, we've got to build a manhole in the street, multiple manholes, no?
No, you have a lateral.
Yeah, there's a lateral.
There's a lateral to your property. That's the one thing we made sure you had. It's it is weird, but you have it, and it's near the bike trail.
Got it.
Just on the we made the state.
Got it.
Allow that to happen, just so that.
I guess the question is, you know, is that a lateral that we could connect the whole property onto? And we may not even have an easement at this point for that, but assuming that we worked something out with the state, I'd still.
I don't recall the size, but it was a significant feat. And that's based on, here's the thing, where your property lies in that lateral, that part of it is made for force main, for grinder pumps. The gravity feed doesn't begin till the top of the hill, just west of Georgina's restaurant. So for you to develop that and have a gravity feed system, it would have to come in from the top, and you still would have to pump up to get to that. So you could either have one grinder pump feed that thing.
We ultimately had purchased the SNET property further up.
Oh, that where the SNET, SNET's little strip there?
Yeah.
But that's still not far enough west.
It's still not far enough to have a gravity main.
Don't believe it is.
It's really close, but I don't think you're.
Engineers would have to check out.
But even on a pump system, you know, because of the amount of units that we would propose and everything else, I mean, from my experience, you'd have to have a series of manholes, you know, for clean outs and things of that. It wouldn't just be one line snaked around that everybody tied into. So it says whether it's forced main or regular.
Are they rentals or are they for sale, sir?
So they could be either.
Okay. So then, depending on what your ultimate plan is, and I'm not here to think for you this evening, certainly. You may or may not be correct in that last statement.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you know, these are. You know, our thinking was that these would be units for sale, but they could be rentals. I mean, that's still very far away from you know, the form of ownership. But I guess the point being that it's not simply a lateral to a house. It's a significant extension just to get to the first unit. And in that sense, you know, we've got what I would call developer installed main versus a municipally installed main. And, you know, if we were just talking about assessments, it wouldn't be fair to assess our property under these conditions the same as the properties where you built the sewer line along the frontage. So I would just ask the board to, and whatever you do, at least it's a mitigating factor that you could take into consideration, whether it's allowing the payment at 2% over 20 years or lowering the payment. I would just like the board to take that into consideration.
So help me remember, because my memory isn't what it used to be. Laurel Woods subdivision, we just released a bond last month on. How many units was that?
I think it's around 15 single family houses.
So I thought it was 17, but okay, regardless. So it needs to be something larger than that, because obviously that developer went, Mr. Jakes went in there and put the whole sewer line in, ran every single lateral, put every single pump in, and, you know, didn't obtain any relief in that regard. So that's where you have to be a little cautious.
Yeah, it's and when the property sold,
It was a lot release,
and that's what they, the way they did it. When the property sold, and then the easements were paid off as they went along. So that's why we, I think Mr. Hayes brings a point up, the difference between sale and rentals, because in that way, it's a different, it's the same ball game, but it's played slightly differently. And those are the things that we want to, while we have this time, because it's going to take some time for us to pay this thing off, and that's where we're close. Mm-hmm. And it's to get the state mandate off our backs, that which you guys have been living under, and we've been living under, and you went and had a, you, just for those who weren't here before, they had that site engineered for a community septic system and a number of units that would go there. I believe it was 55, if I'm not correct. Yeah, and so that's what, because our regulations required that on a residential development, you couldn't go beyond anything that a septic system could support on that site.
A few years ago, again, don't quote me on this, there was a group in here, maybe it was three, that came in and chatted with us out of Boston. I think the last name was Flatley, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And they were talking about putting in a couple hundred units on this parcel, but those were all rentals.
Right.
So when you rent something, that's a private system.
Yep.
When you build something and you sell it, it becomes a public system, and that's where that's lines get.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. But these are, you know, obviously things that this board has to consider.
And if I
let's put it this way,
if I may inquire, how long is it till the bonds?
I think it's 3 years, right? Well, I believe it's 3 years. I believe it's, and then we're done in
2028. I thought it was later than that, because we closed in stages. So this is the first stage, so they're going to be the first one released. Remember how we did the state closings? Because I kept having them.
Yeah, and not only that, but we also paid down 2 years up front.
Prior. That's right.
So we're only paying off 18 years.
Yeah.
That's why I say it. I believe it's 27, could be 28, but it's in that period. But in the meantime, which means it gives us a year or so to come up with something. And as far as I'm concerned,
So, Mr. Martorelli, you were speaking about your time spent on the PUC in the town of Meriden, city of Meriden, excuse me. What do they do? They got any bylaws that you want to share?
I don't have any with me. What they have is they have connection fees.
Yeah.
You know, you're testing my memory. but I would say that if it was a city sewer line that somebody connected, the fee was like $2,500. But if it was a developer installed name, the connection fee was like $1,200, something like that.
I can look up our fees.
All right, that would be helpful too. All right, very helpful.
Which reference?
MDC.
Oh yeah, same as that.
Different time.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that Manchester does it as a connection fee and then by running foot of frontage.
Right.
So they have that too, that just similar to what we do in many respects, but there's a little different because they're not dealing in EDUs, they're a metered system. So.
Either way, you know, any of these systems, whatever I think we come up with, it's going to have to be metered because it's imperative for us in looking forward that we maintain a sufficient flow for all development. I mean, obviously, where you all located,
commercial corridor.
You're in a great spot, and you're right at the gravity feed point, which is positive for you.
Well, Mr. Taylor's property is
gravity. It's all gravity. Yes. Yeah, he's so. You're right there. You're all gravity. That one's a little trickier, but
well, you got to get the water up there. That's the only problem.
We're not working on that.
There you go. In process.
In the process. We got gas. Yeah, gas is right there.
The other two questions we had was, you know, there's this, you know, I submitted two sets of plans, one where it would accommodate septic.
Yeah.
10 units.
Yeah.
10 units.
And the other that's far.
More units.
Yeah.
Where it would not accommodate septic.
Right.
And I guess this is a requirement of the bond.
Correct.
The state DEP had us put that into our regulations.
Well, they do that everywhere, regardless of what. Yeah. When they're providing funding, that's one of the regulations.
Oh, that's it. Is. Okay.
That's one of
the. I thought we were just a lucky one.
No, no.
Okay. So, and
they don't discriminate.
And once we're paid off, that's it.
And so the question would be, what is the sentiment of the board in terms of once you're paid off? Is that a regulation that you're going to maintain, or is that one that you could have show flexibility on?
I'm sorry, as far as what?
He wants to know whether or not once the loans are satisfied, whether we would be able to grant some additional density from a sewer standpoint, capacity.
Well, I think that's why we're having these discussions.
Right.
I mean, the goal is, quite frankly, to create, if you will, a system that can sustain itself. And to do that, it's like anything else. You have to have enough feeders into the system to get to keep the cash flow up so we can maintain maintenance and keep it going. And part of that is, you know, sites like that, highest and best use. And here's when you're juggling all these balls in the air, there's the other juggle, and that's planning and zoning. How far are they going to go? And that's another issue. But we've always, in our discussions and all the years we've been here, we felt we don't want to be the obstacle in a development. We feel that it development is important. We'd like to work as well as we can with whomever's going to develop the properties within the scope that we can do it and work. And quite honestly, the bottom line is we are looking for what's the benefit for the sewer authority and the folks that are on it long term, not short term. We're looking long term, right, so that we have a system that generates enough cash so we have a significant capital reserve. So when something breaks, we don't have to go to everybody. All right.
Yeah, we don't have a crystal ball either.
Right.
So, you know, if Mr. Taylor comes in and says, oh, by the way, guys, I want to put 350 units down here on the corner, and he's ahead of you, and that takes up more of the, capacity than we initially planned for, and I'm just speaking hypothetically,
right,
then obviously that's a piece of the puzzle as well.
Right. That's fair. The other question we had was, because we don't have frontage with this parcel plan, if we wanted to go forward with septic, would that be allowed?
The plan here, like each individual unit doesn't have its own septic, which wouldn't that tie back to the homeowner's rental issue?
Right. Bobby, wait a minute. We can't allow them to build septic because it's in the sewer district now. Right,
I believe it's in the sewer service area.
Right,
yeah,
that's the key, and that's how it was approved by the DEP. So right. I don't think again that's planning and zoning, and they would have to be the one that would have purview over that.
Yeah, once the caveat goes, then up until that point, that was the reason why they put that caveat in is so that. We had a great deal of 50 by 100 lots.
Yes.
Around the lake area. So that was put in there so that those lots couldn't be developed unless you could prove you could put an effective septic system in a well in a place like that. And so that covered the whole system. So that's why it's there. And unfortunately, until we're paid off, that has to remain. When it's over, well, that's a different story. In your plan had, I think, it had a community septic system, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was designed for that. And with that, as I recall, I'm going back now because it required, and I think the limit on that was 55. And there was some other areas that wasn't developed that probably could have expanded that to a few more units, but except maybe up to 60 or something like that.
I think things have changed a lot over the years.
Oh, hell yeah.
The septic designs.
The septic designs and market and everything else.
Yeah, so the 110 plan is a plan that the engineer is confident he could do septics, but it wouldn't be one system. It would be a series of smaller systems.
Oh yeah.
You can't sell them then. Then they're rentals, right?
Excuse me?
You wouldn't be able to sell them then. They would be rentals, correct?
So you could create an association?
No, they call it a community system, I think.
Oh.
Michael DeLive was the first one to do it in the state.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can do it in a sales. I don't know that it's been done in a sales.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
I could be wrong, yeah. But you could do some research on it.
Okay.
Certain of that.
But anyways, there's a lot of options out there. I understand that. It may seem sometimes that we are the obstacle of what we aren't. We're trying to abide by the constraints that we're under and still trying to be upfront with you guys.
And in our case, we don't actually have a proposal.
Right.
We just have concepts.
Right.
And we came to inquire to get a sense as to what the mentality of the board was with regard to these things. Because we certainly don't have any experience with the DEP, funding requirements, caveats, covenants, and things like that.
Yeah, but those are the I don't want to go down that road.
You can feel free to review the loan documents anytime you want. There. There's boxes of them in the basement.
This here was blocked when I started this project. And then I dealt with DEP and now it's what it is. Okay, so those are the difficulty of working with an agency that it's their way or the highway. And yeah, you can change them, but boy, you have to work your butt off.
And there was no regional water pollution control authority before this.
Right. We had to legislate to create this thing. And they screwed up the first time, had to go back the second year and recreate it. Anyhow, so we've been through a lot to get where we are. And in this whole process, we've tried to be as accommodating to the folks that are on the system and fair to both communities. You know, we both communities. When we did the sewer assessments, that didn't cover the entire cost of the installation. Each town on top of that contributed proportionately on top of that. So we're still paying on, everybody's paying on. Once we reach that point, everything's paid off. It gives the board significant more flexibility. Just so you know, and quite frankly, as everybody knows, one of the biggest cries in the state of Connecticut is housing.
No question.
There's a market, and that market is not going away anytime quick.
Nobody's built any multifamily housing for decades since the feds got out of funding.
Yeah.
It's just not out there. It's a tremendous demand.
It's a demand. In my business, you don't see new home construction other than one, two, three here built just for specific individuals. No development, or virtually none.
The idea is to fill the schools, as I recall, talking with Patrice. You know, that was sort of desire. There's not enough kids in the schools, and would we put together here sort of families, right?
Well, unlike the 60s, this, if I can use my age here, unlike the 60s, where, you know, development was rampant and everybody was worried about, oh, we're going to overwhelm our communities, the whole population cycle has gone the other way. Every community is, virtually every, is going down. And if you want to maintain a vibrant community, you got to turn that around. That's just common, smart business sense, other than government sense. But trying to kick that into some people's mind is
bring the families in. We have 110 or 160.
Right. So, no, I think depending on the situation. I think you, quite honestly, I think something like that in this community would be welcomed.
You got Fraser Park. You got
any newer, right now, any newer home, you have to buy a lot, and you know, Mr. Hayes or whoever, well, you know, do a home. But if you built a home today versus 10 years ago, that 32,000 square foot home is 2,000.
3,200 square foot.
3,200. 3,200 is now 2,000, same damn price.
Maybe even more.
Well, yeah. Once you're done, yeah, putting all the fancy kitchen and everything else, yeah. Well.
Steve, you and Mr. Taylor have anything?
Well,
are we going to just sit here banter all night?
You're earlier in the process than I had thought you might be. So
yeah,
you don't have to you don't have to reinvent the wheel here.
No.
I mean, how many communities are in the state that run these systems? So
we don't want to do.
And so I'm wondering if it'd be smart thing to do, the cheapest thing to do would be to hire a consultant and let them gather the facts for you. How do they sustain themselves? How do they set their rates?
Steve, this is in Manchester. We don't have budgets for consultants here.
Okay.
So
unfortunately,
with all due respect.
And you're going to do it. You're
going to
We are doing it. We end up, we do most of the legwork here.
That's impossible either, but pick your right spots to study.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that other communities will be cooperative with it.
And this isn't the beginning. This is, it's on the agenda because we literally, this is probably the second meeting where we've actually gotten into this, into the heart of trying to do things differently than we've done in the past. To make it work,
and we're limited, obviously, by that the loan constraints,
right? But well, my goal, anyways, the goal is to have a plan in place when we're able to do it. Here's we got it, and if we need to tweak it, you can tweak it. It rather than, as I say, we're not starting from ground zero, no, because somebody somewhere thought about this.
I guess the loan constraints and the duration of time, but that seems very confusing to me because, as you know,
I know
about this.
You've been paying on those
got 3 years left, and you know, so and I've got another 3 years. So, and I understand this was done in stages, like as Rich was saying, but I guess we would like to maybe eventually get some kind of feel for. You know, I'm all about dates. I'm a CPA, right? You know, like what's the date? You know that it gives us more options, right? You know, because right now, like you know, it's 55 units, and that's the way it is. But and it's not because cost. It's you know, it's not marketable. You know, at that level, and to the town.
I know the infrastructure cost would kill
more density, obviously.
Jim, can you get that for us?
Yeah.
Meeting just so that we have it.
I just made a note.
Thank you.
Yeah, then, you know, I've waited, 20 years, 20, 21? I don't know. So we'll keep on.
No, it's less than that. It's the project, if you will, loan was a 20-year loan.
Yeah.
We paid off 2 years in front. So it's actually 18 years.
I got you. If I had lunch with Jerry and Joe, I think 20 years ago at Georgina's.
Yep.
And I was excited about this this whole process. Right.
So you know we know.
So but Jerry, you know, he sort of held my hand, you know. I don't have the experience.
And he's been kicking you ever since.
Right? But he told me, you know,
Because, you know, you need to be patient. This may take some time. I do not know. It's going to take 20 years.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I didn't know I was still going to be here doing this. Right. but, you know, to be, guys, to be, you know, all kidding aside, I think is my goal would be to have something in place within a year's time, so that if we have a policy in place, anyone who owns a property will know that, okay, this is what you can plan on, because any project takes what, 1 to 2 years before you can. And I think to me that probably would work for most everyone. I don't know what anyone else has thought. Dan, I don't know if you have any more thoughts on it than what we've been banging around. He's frozen. No, there he is.
You know, I think we're going to need a little more time on this, because we're going to put some thought into this. Because
right,
it doesn't matter if you have 110 units or one unit. If we're giving somebody a break, we did not give a break to last week. I think there's going to be some concern on this. So I think we have to scale this correctly, and I think it's going to take a little time for us to figure this out.
So, gentlemen, I don't know if you have any more questions, but that's where we are, and we will be happy to notify you of all our meetings coming up. So if this thing is on there, you can, and you don't have to come up here. You can sit in your office and tie in and comment or whatever. But I appreciate you coming here tonight.
And thank you for your time. We thank you. Appreciate it.
No, always. Oh, then we already went to 5. All right. That's new business.
So we got to go to executive session.
Yeah.
There's no, we didn't get.
That's it. Your cue.
Yes, we go.
Yeah. You're on the way out the door. Good luck to us. Thank you.
Thanks.
Did we do 5?
That was 5.
That was 5.
Okay.
We rolled right into it without saying what it was.
It's okay. They got the message.
Right.
So I'll make a motion to.
We don't need to. Coventry hasn't gotten back to us.
Oh, great.
They did.
No, Rich reached out to them a week or so ago.
And nothing.
Nothing. So
crickets.
Mike apparently brought it to the town council in Coventry and presented it, but he has not gotten a response back from the town council.
Oh, geez.
So there's really nothing for us to discuss.
I'm happy to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you all for joining this great conversation.
I have a question for Mayor.
Dan.
Mayor.
Yeah.
Did you go to Camp New Haka today?
I did.
Did you give out popsicles?
I certainly did.
So you made my daughter's day. I just want to let you know. She came home and she goes, Mom, today wasn't so good, but there was a really amazing part. And I said, oh, what was that? She goes, the mayor of the United States of America.
Wow, you got a promotion.
Wow.
I really want to know whether
I don't think I want that one, but that's good.
I said to her, I said, really, Lily? I said, you know what? I said, those meetings that I go to at night, I said, sometimes that mayor is there. I said, would you like me to get his autograph? She's like, would you please? You made my daughter's day.
Excellent. Danny never knew how big a person you were in this world.
You know? Well, those kids are a lot shorter, so.
All right, guys. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.